Kitty Sopo says a number of friends told her to run for the Sitka Assembly, but the filing deadline passed while she was busy with field research this summer. And when she got back, she took a nap that changed her life.
Fell asleep watching a Netflix stand-up. It's my favorite genre.
Sopo has reason to be tired. She serves on the Sitka Historic Preservation Commission and is halfway through a master's degree. And it was a class about policy that really caught her interest. While her classmates found the articles tedious, Sopo couldn't get enough.
Give me another article. I want to learn more. How can I take this to the Historic Preservation Commission? How can I take this to people that make decisions for subsistence users? How are we going to do this when people just make decisions for their employment handbook? All that's policy.
All that is what was ricocheting through her brain when she woke up from that nap.
And when I realized that I could, like, actually be part of that, I mean, my mind was blown. I immediately went back to sleep. Woke up the next day, still felt good about it. And it was on. It was on from there.
Meaning Sopo filed as a write-in candidate. She's not entirely new to local government. Aside from her current role on the Historic Preservation Commission, Sopo served a portion of a term on the Marijuana Advisory Committee and was a secretary for the Kayani Commission, which protects traditional and subsistence knowledge. Of the assembly, she hopes that one of the four women running gets a seat at a table where all seven positions are held by men.
And I'm not saying that a male assembly doesn't have the ability to represent a town that also hosts women, but I do think that men and women experience their realities in different ways. And how are you supposed to find solutions to a problem without different groups in town?
Why, Sopo continues, is there no one of Filipino descent on the Sitka Assembly?
I don't really know. I want to know more. I don't know how to know more, except for getting involved in policy in this town. But there's just a lot of weird things that I'm starting to notice the more I just listen.
Sopo says that's the biggest thing she learned from working at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And she's been doing a lot of that since tossing her hat into the ring for the Sitka Assembly.
That's been the best part. People just come up to you and talk to you about things they're passionate about.
Like the 26-year-old at the grocery store who told her he's worried about how his mom will receive care as she ages. Sopo has been passionate about the future of Sitka's aging population ever since. She's curious, too, about healthcare and personally wants both hospitals to remain open so Sitkans have a place to, quote, shop around. She's the first to admit she has a lot to learn about being on the assembly, but is confident in her ability to do her own research. She says she wants to be the kind of assembly member who investigates an ordinance from all sides.
I want to look at it holistically, in other words. Not just what's been announced at the assembly meeting packet, but like, I want to actually communicate with the people involved to learn instead of accepting what's been written in that paper.
And writing on paper is exactly what Sopo hopes her supporters do this election season. KITTYSOPOW. Ballot counters will accept a close enough spelling, but the gray oval must be filled in completely for a vote for Sopo to count. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.